Florida law prohibits brewers from directly coordinating with beer or liquor retailers in most ways, including on advertising. The original thought was if bars and brewers were tied together, it would promote alcohol abuse. Today, a bar, music hall, or restaurant can hang signs, use branded coasters, or offer specials on certain beer, but all of that marketing is done through a beer's distributor. St. Johns County Republican Travis Hudson wanted to tear down the advertising barrier for all vendors, but after pushback from his colleagues, he narrowed his measure to theme parks.
If they wanted to have sponsorships for special events, they can advertise on the radio saying this is sponsored by Miller Coors, Bud Light, even a craft brewery that may want to sponsor an event can go into that cooperative advertising without having to go through their distributors.
Hudson, who's also co-sponsoring a bill loosening rules on craft distilleries, says he wants to chip away at archaic regulation.
Any other, you name it, name brand item out there can call Universal or Disney tomorrow and say we want to advertise in your parks. But the second it comes to an alcohol person, they're prohibited from making that call.
Theme parks support the bill, but as Florida Politics reports, big beer makers fear undoing the law would leave companies open to extortion by theme parks because they could threaten withholding retail space if a brewer doesn't sponsor a particular event. Still, Hudson says he's not hearing universal opposition from brewers.
I have spoke to people from Anheuser-Busch. I have not heard they're opposed to the bill. And in fact, in committee, I don't remember them getting up saying they're opposed to the bill. I think Miller Coors got up and said they're opposed, but I didn't hear from Anheuser-Busch.
A House panel is scheduled to take up the companion to Hudson's measure Tuesday. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.